episode 76 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, last episode, Category P, TJ got TJ Choice or TJ Pick, or was that the one before?
No, I didn't pick this.
No, but you got one recently, and you didn't use it.
No, this was a spin wheel.
Okay, so... you know what happened was? We spun and we got something else, but it wasn't done yet.
Yeah, it was... Right,
something out of the ordinary happened. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it was only 11... I actually looked it up and see where it was.
Yeah.
Because it was only 11 episodes when it was... I don't remember what it was called off the top of my head. Yeah. But apparently it's still airing, and it's going to be 24 episodes.
Oh, so it's going to be a while.
Yeah, so whenever it gets done, it gets done.
Episode a week, it's going
to
be. Wow.
Yeah, and we'll have to look it up and see what it was called again, because I can't quite remember off the top of my head. But yeah, that's what happened. We got that.
And we respawned, we have Peacemaker. Now, there are two different kind of Peacemaker mangas that I just found out because of the wiki. The one that we watched became an anime, obviously.
Right.
The other one didn't.
Okay.
The manga that would turn into an anime was written by Nane Chrono, and then the other one was written by Ryoji Minigawa, or whatever.
Okay.
Weirdest names. Anyway, the manga was from 99 to 2001, and the anime came out in 2003 until 2004, which makes sense. I mean, 24 episodes. That's a lot of weeks. There's a film, nothing crazy.
There's a lot to it. A lot of extra media stuff to it.
Yeah.
So it must have been popular enough to get all that stuff.
I could very much see this being popular in the era of Outlaw Star and all that, but those are better.
Yeah,
those were better than this.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt.
But I could see this being popular in that era.
I mean, I guess. I just don't understand what this was.
Yeah, essentially, it could have been boiled down to one or two episodes.
Yeah.
Because all, I guess, premise, right?
Yeah, go for a premise.
It's set in the era of Shogun.
Yeah.
Ronin, Samurai.
What's the name of the group? The
Shinigumi?
The Shinsengumi?
Shinsengumi.
This is like the third anime we got that dealt with Shinsengumi, so it's that era of Japanese history. Because it keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's about this kid who's 15, but he looks like he's 12 or 11. Because he doesn't look like he's in puberty yet. But anyway, not that it really matters. They just bring it up a lot.
Yeah, it's there for them to make jokes about him.
Spooky little kid.
Yeah. They call, and so a lot of, like, homoerotic.
There's a lot of that.
Pedophilia
things
do it too, but whatever. That's Japanese culture or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever reason. But his father or mother and father are killed by a rogue samurai type dude. There's a fire and he kills him.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't think we ever found out who actually killed him, because they implied that the guy he killed at the end was the guy.
Yeah.
But then they imply later on that he might not have been.
Well, he might have been the guy that physically did it, but why would he do that? You know what I mean? I took that as, like, there's someone behind it.
I took it as this could have just been a replacement guy and was someone else altogether. So, yeah.
Oh, by the way, the manga is still being written. It's not done.
Oh.
So, that's something.
It's a good thing I don't read manga.
Yeah, I'm good. There could be other more conclusive stuff that we'll never know, because this isn't getting picked up again.
No. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, so his mom and dad are killed. There's a fire. Samurai sticks him with a sword. He's got an older brother who's probably 18 or 20 or something like that.
Yeah,
he's in the show a lot, but he's more comic relief. He's not really.
Yeah, he's...
he's there to sort of, like, quiet his little brother down, who's the main character, whenever he does something, like, gets really loud or screams at one of the Shinigumi.
Yeah, he's not the typical orphan. He's got his older brother, and so he plays a part of it, and he's just not there, you know?
But the whole premise is he wants to get stronger so he can find the person that killed his
mom and dad.
Of
course he does.
And avenge them. Okay. Now, the problem with that is that he's a bit of a bitch. And he doesn't want to kill people.
No, the problem with that is this show could take place without him even being a character in it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot, this show spins its wheels with him for, like, the whole series. Mm-hmm. And 4 or 5 episodes focus on the Shinsengumi and the...
He's not relevant.
And he's not relevant in all of it. I mean, the character development's all his, but... Like, he goes through moments of, like, sadness and fear and paralyzation during things. But the main story is about the Shinsengumi and they're fighting this other faction who's trying to take over the city because they were being persecuted against. And that happens, like, three episodes out of the thing, and that's, and then they spin their wheels for
it was complete fluff and bullshit to the last like five or six episodes maybe.
And then they went, and they, for some reason, they go super dark out of nowhere.
Oh yeah, that was I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, like there's like six episodes in a row where they're just fluff, 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 and then out of nowhere, decapitations, fluff, fluff, fluff. There's a woman spy sleeping with her enemy, and then they find out and they beat her to death and leave her in the freaking street.
And they imply that they're raping her.
Yeah, it's like
man, you could do with her as you wish.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be this big emotional deal and everything, and you guys did not earn that at all.
Yeah, they tried to make it this big emotional thing for you, the viewer, but they didn't build up to it.
One, they didn't earn it, and two, it was just like, it felt wrong because, not because of like, the thing, it's just like, you put a female spy in there just to do it. It felt gratuitous to me.
Yeah.
For just to get that reaction. Mm-hmm. And it was just, a lot of it was it felt a bit insulting at times.
Most of the time,
so, you feel insulted when it's spinning your wheels, and but that's common anime tropes. But this one felt like, you know, I'm putting in here to manipulate your emotions. You're going to see this woman get beat to death for no other reason just because I want to invoke that emotion. Mm-hmm. And it felt gratuitous and unnecessary. And it was like, you could have had any other person, any other thing there. You didn't have to have the only moment where you have pretty much a nude woman in here and then her captured and beat to death because all of a sudden you decide you want to go dark in the series, mm-hmm. on a series where,
and then it lightens up,
where you spend four episodes with a crying kid, I want to get stronger and fight and having them wash clothes,
which,
and
by
stuff.
The way, for the entire show, he's not allowed to train. He sort of forces his way into training a little bit here and there, like very, very sparingly. But then for this entire show, no training, right? And then, bam, he faces his accuser, and he's got swords, and the guy that killed his parents is like all injured and stuff, so he's not fighting at full capacity. He doesn't have his own sword on him at the moment, but like he still beats him. What? Come on.
It was implied that he's always sneaking away and training and stuff.
A little bit.
So I mean, I get that point, but your point is also valid.
For him training without someone actually teaching him is just swinging a stick.
No, they kind
of actually training.
Every time they show him training, he is sparring with one of the other Shinzo.
Again, they show that a couple times. He sort of forces his way into it.
Yeah, so I mean, they do imply that it happened there, but they don't show anything unless it's super dark and unnecessary. And it's, I don't know, it's, a lot of it just was, it
does, the dialogue's terrible.
It felt like they didn't know what they wanted to do. It's like,
the music. The music. There's Hawaiian banjos. Oh, yeah. There's, oh god, I had this in my head earlier today. There's like five different like types of music. There's guitar solos, like an electric guitar. There's old, dated, Japanese, like, music. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like,
well,
you're taking drumsticks and hitting a piece of wood, pretty much.
Right. The music is very strange and placed in the weirdest spots. It's like, why are you playing this music at this time?
Mm-hmm. That, and conjoined with the weird southern accents throughout the entire show. It's just the weird, like, why did you choose to do those things?
Yeah, the whole region, I guess, has everybody in the show has southern accents, so I assume that's just that region of Japan.
Yeah.
They wanted to have southern accents because it wasn't one or two characters. It was like,
a lot of them.
It was all the non-essential mm-hmm. characters had this southern drawl accent, and it was really strange.
I guess since you're English dubbing it, and you're making that distinction that all those southern characters should have a southern accent, but it just felt weird and out of place.
Yeah, it did. The show felt weird and out of place. It didn't make much sense because it didn't feel like they knew what they wanted to do. Because it was like, that we got a story about the Shinsengumi want to do. Shit, it's only five episodes.
How can we add something else today?
We only have five.
Let's stretch it out.
We only have five episodes. We can spend the next 20 episodes just about this kid and, you know, doing nothing.
Yeah, he had next to no character progression until the very end.
I mean,
it's just, I want to get stronger.
Yeah, I mean, he had a little girlfriend who doesn't speak, who worked as an assistant to a prostitute.
That's how she talks. Like, two times she doesn't.
Well, she's an orphan too, but she works as an assistant for a prostitute. So she's in a whorehouse, and essentially, and they even imply when she comes of age and someone takes a shine to her, she's going to be doing this. So that goes super dark there, super unnecessary too. It's like, what are you doing?
Which, I mean, I guess, back then that happens.
Right.
It doesn't fit into the tone of the show that they were making.
No, not at all. That's my point. You can't go period accuracy if you're not going to have period accuracy for the whole thing. Yeah. And for some reason, it just went back and forth. It was like they had two different writers.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah.
It's just bad. It's not good. It's okay to watch. I mean, it wasn't... As long as I was doing something else, I could watch it.
Yeah, but it was super long.
So long. We that's like a common complaint from us.
Yeah.
Too long.
You know
Cut
what,
it in half.
You know what? You
12 is like the sweet spot for most.
Before we started this podcast, I used to like the longer animes. Like, I wanted more story and stuff like that. When I was watching one every...
I think the issue is when you get a really good 12 episode, you're like, I wish it was more.
Right. But, like, even like something like Cowboy Bebop or something, which is 24 episodes, you're like, but I'm watching one anime, what, every year or something like that at that point? Yeah. And it's like, I want more. But when you're watching anime after anime,
essentially, we watch one every week, sometimes less.
And you realize what you want, that 12 is really the really good sweet spot of it.
And if you're good and you've got great writers, you can make it 24.
Yeah, but if
that's few and far between.
If you don't have it, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, and you're ruining it.
Yeah,
you're boring your audience.
And you lose points, because, like, there was literally at least 10 episodes that were just filler in it.
Yeah, it was just crap. That's what I was saying right at the beginning of this. I was like, his entire story could have been done in one or two episodes.
Right.
Because it's nothing until the end, and then, bam, he's fighting the guy.
Right, because, like, I mean, the last, like, the third episode before the last episode, he gets, encounters the killer, and then he gets almost killed by him, and he's terrified, and he's hiding, and that's, but that could have been very interesting
to explore that a little.
So if they would have implored it earlier in the series, and maybe had to overcome it throughout, but no, they waited till, like, there was three episodes left.
That happened, and then, like, and then they get separated, and then, like, the episode after that, I'm gonna fight him and kill him.
Right.
You just overcame your intense fear very quickly.
And then the main character makes this friend with this white hair kid, who is the apprentice of the person who killed his parents, we think. And they become friends, and then, like, five episodes before the show ends, they say, you have to kill him. And And that ends really...
Cut all ties with him.
Yeah, that ends really sadly, too, because he really likes his master, and his master gets decapitated at the end, and the last thing we see of him is him cradling the decapitated head of his master, wander away into an alley. The last scene is him holding a decapitated head.
The very last scene in the show.
Holding a decapitated head,
like, that was like,
crying.
Oh, that's interesting. And then the show's over.
Yeah, and it's
the
like,
second you think something's interesting, show's over.
It's like, okay. I mean, clearly they thought they were going to have more show.
Or a second season.
Yeah.
That didn't get picked up.
No.
Maybe the film explores more. It's more of a sequel, not the same thing over again.
Possibly. But the way they ended it, unless they knew they were getting a movie.
Yeah.
Unless they absolutely...
Oh, no. I definitely think they thought they were getting another show.
So, yeah. Because this one had... This was definitely set up to have more.
Uh-huh.
And it wouldn't have been worth more. Because they could have done everything they wanted to do in the first season. Because they wasted so much time.
Those 10 or so episodes you're talking about would have been perfect for the conclusion.
Right. And, like, every time we get one of these Shinsengumi ones, the Shinsengumi consists of, like, 10 samurai characters
that are important, and obviously a bunch of others that are just irrelevant.
Right. But there's always 10 of them, and they all, each and every one of them have personalities.
Yeah.
But they all have similar personality tropes from each series to the next. Mm-hmm. Except in those other ones, which are usually, like, visual novel ones and stuff, it's focused on the Shinsengumi characters with, like, the backdrop of, like, a female character or something like that. And this one, they're there, and they have those personalities, and they're interesting, but they're in the background.
Yeah.
And I just hit the mic.
It's all right. But it's all, like, fluff.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem to be all that core and
it's
important.
It's just, like I said, it feels like there's too many different writers going on, and it's...
What about the spy woman that died, that worked for the Shinsengumi? What about her brother? The transvestite.
Well, he's not a transvestite.
Well,
no. I mean,
what is he? He's a spy.
No,
but he dresses up as his sister.
He dresses up. His sister actually made him dress up as her to teach him how to become a spy. That's part of his training. So his goal was to act because they look alike. He was supposed to be her. And to be a different person. So he's not really a transvestite as much as it was training for him to be a spy. And he was pretty incompetent in the beginning of the series.
Yeah.
And
he was pretty incompetent later on, too, but he did some stuff.
But later on, they portray him as this badass, too. And then there was these three...
Oh, the blonde and the spy.
Yeah, there was these three other spies that countered him because that was a whole subplot.
And there's magic.
He didn't even get to that.
It's like the magic is just so thrown away, though.
Well, so that's what I was going to get to. Like, these three spies are countering this spy. And then halfway through through the series, two of the spies just disappear. Oh, this is falling apart. We're gone. And then the one blonde stays into the end. But they literally have maybe a total of 10 minutes of screen time throughout the whole thing. And this is a subplot. And then, like you said, there's magic, which seems like it's... And there's this... former emperor dude who seems like he's going to be a big bad who shows up periodically through, and he's just killed in one episode out of nowhere, and the magic guy disappears out of nowhere, and he turns into a cat and stuff. It's just
so many, and some of the dialogue is like, oh, you're cornered now, you can't get away, and then 2 seconds later he gets away. Oh, he got away.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
Yeah, it was so random. Now that we said that, I'm thinking about it. Maybe it was four different writers because it seemed like there's four different stories going on. None of them melded together at all.
Yeah, like we don't know what the spies' objectives were.
No, who they were working for. Yeah. I mean, we kind of knew who they were working for, but not really either. It was like, what the hell is going on with this show? It made no sense whatsoever.
At all.
No.
It's a mess.
It's definitely a mess. That's being kind to it, a mess. I don't know. It's just, it's hard to, like, there's no cohesion to it, so it's hard to explain it, yeah, like, coherently from, like, a beginning to end. Like, we're just jumping, we always jump around. But
specifically, that's what we're jumping around.
We're really jumping around because it's like, where do we even start? We can start here at this thread.
The premise was just the kid trying to get stronger, but doesn't actually get stronger, right, and then fights at the end.
Right,
and that's the show, and then all this other crap sprinkled throughout it.
It's like randomly, all right, we want magic, throw it in this spot here. We want spy, throw it over here. Here, we're gonna be dark over here, here, and here. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, not for me. Would not watch it again. Don't recommend you watching it. You want to score it?
I'm gonna need a minute to think about this one.
Well, all right, I'll give you a minute. There's a scene towards the end with the male spy that dresses as a woman, and he's fighting the blonde enemy spy, and they're on a rooftop, and they sort of exchange blows real quick. And she goes, "Huh? You didn't attack any of my vital spots or something like that."
No. He punched her in the face, and she says, "You didn't hold back."
Oh, that.
And then she threw a knife at him, and he said, "You didn't even aim for any of my vital spots."
Yeah, and then she like spits out a tooth.
Yeah.
She's like, "Yo, you don't hold back against women."
What was your point to it?
I don't remember, but it's bad. It wasn't good. And like, you sort of start to pick up interest for that female spy, and then nothing.
Well, that was the last scene with her.
Yeah.
That was it. She disappears afterwards. All right.
I'm thinking three.
That's what I was leaning towards, a three. Because three.
It's not middle of the road. It's not close to middle of the road.
No, but it's not the worst thing I've ever watched either.
Yeah.
Like, I just finished editing Restaurant from Another World. And
what
I
did we get that?
It won. It was
zero story.
Zero story, yeah. It was like, this had the problem
this
of...
tried to do story.
This
a
one
bunch of different stories.
Had a bunch of different stories. That one had zero. And I said in that review, it was probably the worst anime we've ever seen because of the lack of story in that show. No. So it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't good. It wasn't a four good. It was like, it was middle of the road bad, which is like that. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Middle of the road bad, three.
All right, guys. What were the other ones for P?
So.
No.
Yeah, no. This is P. This is Peacemaker.
Yeah.
So it's Please Teacher and Princess Nine.
Princess Nine.
The baseball girl one.
Oh, God.
So, honestly, I already know what my order is.
It's been so long since I've watched them.
So, mine actually is Princess Nine.
I don't remember them all that much. much.
Princess Nine, this, then Please Teacher. Because Please Teacher was the...
I think I'd have to go Princess Nine, Please Teacher this. I don't want to watch this again.
Yeah, but
Please Teacher was only 12 episodes.
Yeah, but it was really...
I can rewatch 12 again.
Yeah, but it was really, really, really bad. It was the alien teacher, and it was really, really hard to watch.
Yeah. I remember, she was moving, and she had, like, delivered. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it was weird.
It was really.
I'm gonna stick with that nine. Nah, that and then this.
This one had some moments in it that I like, but Princess Nine was I kind of actually liked that one.
Yeah, it was this.
Yeah, it was like it was an average anime. So this average seems to be the better than nothing.
God damn it! Yeah. And next episode, reigning champ.
Next episode is our staple, our only only thing that we do every queue as we go into the third season of Queensblade.
Third season. Here we go.
It's gonna be hilarity ensues. I want to see if they go even.
My kids are home from school because we're in the middle of a pandemic right now for coronavirus. Uh-huh. I'm gonna have to send them upstairs every time I want to watch an episode. I can't be around for that.
Yeah, no. I wonder how far they're gonna go because the first season was pretty out there, but they went even further in the second season. Mm-hmm. And by this point, if they got a third season, obviously they're popular.
Yeah, people are watching it.
So
there's more than that. There's like OVAs specials.
We have enough for four seasons, and we're on our third. So
yeah, that's crazy.
It'll be interesting.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Next episode, Queensblade.
Season 3. Talk to you later. Bye.